Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football on the road this evening, taking on the St. Pius Warriors. It is week four of the high school football season and conference game number two for the Spoofhounds. We are joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior linebacker Gus McCullough. And coach, a couple of good home games, back-to-back shutouts, first time since 2019 pitching back-to-back shutouts, which I know for you means getting a lot of donuts to the high school players, but some good performances leading into a pretty big matchup tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We've played well the last 2 weeks and really done some good things in all three phases of the game and really kind of righted the ship after not playing as well as we wanted to against Blair Oaks. And that's been good. It's been awesome. We've always felt like we have a home field advantage in our environment and the atmosphere we have. But to have our new facility and have those new things really amp it up the last 2 weeks has been awesome.
Gus, when you see these first 3 weeks, and obviously Blair Oaks is kind of a different animal anyway, but you've got a couple teams that want to come in, run the football, smash mouth with Chillicothe and Pleasant Hill, and you have those kind of results. What have been the biggest changes defensively for this team that you've seen in the last 2 weeks?
I mean, I would say it's all mindset. I mean, after getting beat by Blair Oaks, I mean, it's all mindset from here on.
Now you turn around to a St. Pius team that we saw at the end of 2023. You guys beat them week four last year, which essentially led to a conference title, but then district championship, they got the best of Maryville. How much does that one kind of sit in the back of your mind as you get ready for tonight?
I mean, they took us out of my junior year of football, so of course I'm coming on with a full head of steam ready to go tonight.
Coach, whenever we think about that, the first game it was a lot more Hudson Bailey passing and kind of mixing things in that regard for them offensively, a lot more just running the football with Larry Casconi in that second meeting. Are there many teams like this in high school that can have the ability to come out and do both?
Not in class three in the state of Missouri. St. Pius is a monster. They're awesome. They have built an unbelievably talented, like you mentioned, skillful team. They're a very physical team. They've got like big team. I mean, they're class five. You know, Mission ranked them class five based on their success factor. Which we do in private schools now in the state of Missouri. And so, and they're class five in every state away. They got 109 players on the team. They got 16 coaches. They've got, you know, all the resources you can ask for. I don't think I'm in our community. We know about playing private schools and what that means. And, you know, there's this perception that, all schools, public and private, operate underneath this big umbrella of rules and regulations and kind of guidelines through MSHA. And there's some things there that just aren't the same. And we've got a huge challenge, but what an opportunity, because we're a good football team. And when we play well, we've got a chance to beat anybody. And so this is one of those things that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the season about our schedule, that the variety in who we play is so unique, and it'll prepare us for postseason. But if we want to win a conference championship, we're going to have to go down and play really well against a really big, physical, talented football team.
Well, you don't see many teams that do jump from class three 1 year to class five the very next. And you touched on that. That's a different conversation for a different day. But we think about this when you touched on the conference championship. Second week of MEC play, there are a lot of games left. I mean, to this point, you see Lafayette's 2-1. They've got Savannah could pick up another big win tonight. Savannah's always a tough one down the line. But you do feel like, obviously, if you want to win the MEC, it's going to start here this evening taking on St. Pius.
Yeah, I think it's gone that way the last few years when you look at between us and St. Pius and whether it's been a shared championship or an outright championship one way or the other. That's kind of the direction the conference has gone. It's very important, but like you said, you know, one game never makes a season at this time of the year, and we've got a lot of opportunities left, but this is a big one, and this is one of those weeks as a coach you haven't had to reach for motivation or, reach for desire or you know, get good effort at practice and stuff. The guys are ready to go, so we know how big it is.
We're talking Maryville High School football with head coach Matt Webb and linebacker Gus McCullough. Gus, for the first many years of this matchup, it was pretty one-sided. Of course, since about 2019, St. Pius has ramped things up. This has become more of a rivalry game. But when you get into this one, especially going to Kansas City and knowing what's at stake, does this feel a little bit more like playoff atmosphere tonight?
Yeah, of course. I mean, two great teams going at it. I mean, it always makes us better. And, I mean, of course, it's turned into a rivalry.
And we touched with Coach about how they can come out. Good passing offense. They can run the football well. You're a linebacker that's shown you can step up and do a little bit of everything, right? The tackles for loss in the running game. You've got some sacks, but also stepped up with an interception a couple weeks ago, too. What has been the biggest change for you individually going from, I mean, granted, you're an All-State guy last year, but it feels like you have ramped it up a step this year, too.
I mean, I put that all back to our coaches and schemes. I mean, without them, I'd just be a linebacker running around the field. I mean, they put me in the right positions, so.
And you already do kind of run around with your hair on fire, but it's usually directed at a certain point, and it's been an assignment sound defense, and you're a leader of it too. One thing that Philip Porn always touches on in our broadcast, that when that defense comes off the field, it always seems like you're kind of glued to Jake Folstead. And obviously an All-American linebacker at Northwest Missouri State, what's it like to have a guy like that kind of be there as your position coach and a mentor as you go throughout your career?
I mean, I can't talk about him more. I mean, a mentor on the field, off the field. Off-season workouts, I mean, in school, I mean, he helps me with film, nutrition, workouts. I mean, he's the man for that, so.
Coach Webb, it feels like when you see some of these great players come through, they're usually finding a way to attach themselves to some of the great ones of the past as well, including a linebacker like yourself who was pretty good at Maryville a few years ago as well. There's just something about some of these guys that they're good, but they have that drive to be great.
Well, you're kind in saying a few years ago. It was many years ago as the years go on. But, you know, Gus is a great example of somebody that's grown up in our program and been able to, you know, he's what we look for when we ask for guys to be coachable and to just come in every day and listen to the coaches and apply it and not only what we're talking about on the field, but kind of how you lead your daily life. And Gus is a young man that comes from a good family. He's got great character. But I know the role models that he's had in Coach Volstead and all our coaches. You know, we kind of laugh when he caught that interception, because, you know, you don't see many linebackers wearing 50s numbers that have good hands. And, you know, usually those are the single digit numbers. Well, not Gus. He's going to have good hands in alignment number two. So, but we've got a great relationship, and he's a great example of a young man that's put in a lot of hard work and is a great leader on our team.
That 54 is more of like an old school linebacker kind of number. So you kind of got the hard hitting side, but also bringing out the hands too. Did you call for any opportunities to play tight end after that?
You know, of course, I always throw a couple comments at G every once in a while about it, but
no dice just yet.
We've got a package where he's in the offensive realm of possibilities, but I don't think any touch passes down the sideline would be in his repertoire down the road.
Just tap Zarbano and say, I'll run this fly for you this time around. Gus, whenever we think about this team, and obviously linebackers have to step up and do their job, but a lot of that too is sometimes those defensive linemen taking on some blockers to free you up. What is that relationship like with some of those guys, especially one that you played with for a long time in Lucas Viertaler?
I mean, it's a team sport for a reason. Without those guys, I couldn't have the success I've had over my career. So, I mean, all congrats to them.
And we talked a lot about the front seven coach, and the secondary's played well too. It feels like this group is really gelling, and of course, St. Pius tonight on the road, Cameron. A lot of tough running attacks coming up, but this team is really hitting its stride and has reduced the big plays.
Yeah, that front seven, you know, you kind of mentioned, you know, Gus and Lucas, and you know, I look at Major at the same side. Those guys have all, a lot of what Gus feels and the plays he makes and the tackles and the lanes that are open are because Lucas and Major understand how to make the right fits, and they're coachable up front. And that's kind of, and again, you've got those three seniors, and that they've kind of led their positions in a way. But some of the younger guys that are now juniors with Phoenix and Sadler, and you look at the other fit on the other linebacker with Gavin McAtee having a really good year, and Weston Talley younger fitting in. They're kind of, you know, defensive football, and those fits is kind of, you've got to just play together, and you got to be out there on the field. And I think we are kind of understanding the fits and our schemes. And every week's a different challenge, and St. Pius certainly brings a big one. But you know, we'll show up. I guarantee that group's got a good mentality and a good attitude, and we'll be there when it's 11 versus 11.
Maryville meeting St. Pius tonight at 7 o'clock. Gus, before we let you go, we have to touch on a couple of years ago, right after that second Top Gun movie came out, there were call signs in the roster. So everybody kind of had that nickname right there. I'm assuming you were labeled Bus because it rhymes with Gus. So not a ton of imagination put in. Texting Coach last night, doesn't it feel like Freight Train would be a little bit more of a fitting name for an old school linebacker that comes up with some big hits?
I mean, whatever name they put out there, I'm just going to come down and hit.
Just give him the jersey and go.
Freight Train is a great analogy for the way Gus plays.
There's some, yeah, it's some pretty scary hits that come through there that I would not want to be in the backfield for those. Are there any guys, and we talked about Volstead before, are there any guys, college, NFL, that you kind of look up to that you're like, I want to model my game after that?
Of course, Brian Urlacher. Always got to watch his highlights. See, being number 54.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Yeah. You really are old school. Mm-hmm. Are you? So is there any Bears fan in you, or is it just a matter of like, that guy's a beast?
Just Brian Urlacher. Not really a Bears guy, but I respect the way he plays.
That's perfect. Now we need to shave your head to look like him too.
I don't know if you'll get to that one, but
kind of like Samson in the Golden Locks. I don't know.
That's a good point. Coach Webb, Gus, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maryville and St. Pius tonight at 7 o'clock on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.